Your Daily Devo for September 17th, 2022, titled The Door is Open, written by Laura Hurd, read by Matthew T.G. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. I have a close relationship with my parents. We live within an hour of each other, so it is not unusual for them to drop in unexpectedly. The front door opens, and Mom peeks around it, smiling and saying, "Knock, knock." Dad follows close behind. It's the same when we visit their house. No one considers waiting for an invitation to come in because the mutual love and respect between us ensures that the door is always open. I used to think Jesus' words in Revelation 3, verse 20, were addressed to the people of the world, to sinners and unbelievers. But no. He was speaking directly to his church. The churches in Ephesus, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, and Laodicea had allowed other things in, false prophets, immorality, self-sufficiency, while leaving Jesus standing out in the cold. Only the churches in Smyrna and Philadelphia had kept the door shut tightly against Satan while keeping it open for God. Isn't it interesting that Christ promised one of them an open door that no one can shut? Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Where do you stand with Jesus? Does the Spirit of God enter freely as he wills, or must he stand outside and wait for you to let him in? It is time to invite Jesus into your living space, even if that means you must change how you live in that space. It's time to open the door. Today's action step: open the door of your life to Christ.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.